Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk with two legal experts about that Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision tossing the conviction of comedian and actor Bill Cosby. He's expected to be released later today. He had served just more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 year term. That's coming up a little bit later. But first, we begin with a meeting President Biden held with Western governors this morning. A number of things were discussed, including the president talking about a pay raise for frontline federal firefighters.
Right now, we have to act and act fast. We're late in the game here. We're remembering the horrific scenes from last year. Orange skies that looked like end of days, smoke and ash that made the air dangerous to breathe, more than 10 million acres burned.
The president also said that he's looking at bonuses for those working on the front lines and an increase in hourly wages to $15 an hour. But of course, what you've got the Western governors also doing is lobbying for additional federal dollars to help wildfire preservation efforts. Joining us, Scott Rodd, who was so good with us Monday, we invited him to come back today, state government reporter for CAP Radio. Thanks so much, Scott, for being with us again. You tell us a little bit about what the governors are trying to get here from the feds.
Sure. Well, certainly promises of increasing pay for federal firefighters is something that they want to see. After all, much of the land in California is federal land, and federal firefighters are responsible primarily for handling fires in those areas. And so seeing an increase in funding for those firefighters to protect that land is certainly in the interest of the states. They are also interested in seeing what sort of partnerships they can forge with the federal government. There was at times some tension with the previous administration under President Trump in terms of securing emergency declarations, emergency funding. And on top of that, the governors seem reassured by not only Biden's words, but also what appears to be a pretty large investment in the president's budget for this coming fiscal year that would direct tens of billions of dollars for emergency response for some of these fires that would likely break out in the western states.
Would also add or convert to full-time nearly 1,000 firefighters across a host of agencies. And I assume one of the reasons for that, Scott, is that wildfires aren't so seasonal anymore. They happen, it seems like, 10 months of the year.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are saying that fire season is almost a misnomer. It's becoming close to what seems like a year-round issue. Certainly, not only in fighting fires, but also in doing the prevention work as well. And the way that federal firefighting works, and it's to an extent the same with the state level, but federal firefighters, a number of them are seasonal or temporary. They will come on in the spring. They will work through the summer, the most intense years of fire season. And then they will basically, they'll have an off season during the winter. And so this looks to extend some of that. This looks to keep a number of them on, perhaps bring them on earlier, but certainly keep them later, as we're seeing major fires break out later in the year.
All right. Let's talk about your latest reporting for Capital Public Radio, and that is about the budgeting here in California for wildfire remediation efforts, because the governor had asked for a certain amount, the legislature cut that, the governor had lowered his original projections for spending. So what's going on with this?
Sure. The story, in large part, tried to demystify some of what this process looked like. So I'll try not to get bogged down in the minutiae of the budget negotiations. But this year was an interesting one for funding for wildfire prevention. You know, the state has a lot of money right now. They have tens of billions of dollars in a surplus, which means more money for lots of things, but also wildfires. And we heard a promise from Governor Newsom just a month ago that he wanted to put forward $1.2 billion towards wildfire prevention work. About $700 million of that was new spending. That was what was targeted for this coming budget. And the legislature appeared poised to want to also meet that mark and actually exceed it. But the number that they landed on was surprisingly, and I say that, you know, not only as a reporter, but also talking to lawmakers and budget experts and analysts, the number that was actually in the final budget deal was much lower, less than $500 million. It's worth noting that that's more than previous years for fire prevention, but much lower than what was promised from actually both parties on wildfire prevention. And it took me a while to get down to it, but one of the main reasons is the state isn't quite in a position to spend all of that money in a year on wildfire prevention work. They still need to build up kind of the programs to do this work. And by prevention, we mean forest thinning, prescribed burns, stuff like that. And that takes, you know, a while to build up the workforce, the programs to do it, to get grants out for that money as well. So it's an interesting challenge, is an interesting position to be in, where you have more money than you can get out the door necessarily on the projects. But that's essentially where the budget landed in its final deal.
Scott, do you know if the state is looking to hire a bunch of additional people to do this kind of work going forward, whether it's cutting fire roads, thinning forests, doing prescribed burns, or are they looking at hiring contractors to do that? Has those in the positions of authority talked about nitty-gritty how this work would be carried out?
There are a lot of ongoing conversations about this, especially as prevention work has gained as much, perhaps in some corners, more attention than just the suppression work. Not only reacting, but people focusing on how can we take steps up front to mitigate fires. And so this is an ongoing conversation. Governor Newsom did allocate money, tens of millions of dollars earlier this year to bring on firefighters earlier in the season. And they did some of this prevention work that needed to get done. However, you have some lawmakers and also experts who are saying we need a separate workforce actually to do this work, because not a lot of people realize that firefighters, it's almost a misnomer. They don't only just go out and try to put out the fires. They're also largely the ones responsible for doing the prevention work, for doing the thinning, for doing prescribed burns. And so what ends up happening when there's an intense fire year is those firefighters get pulled off of the prevention work. And instead, they have to go fight the fires, have to suppress them, instead of being able to focus on that work that might mitigate the fires in the first place. So you do have folks saying, if we split this work up, you wouldn't have this tug of war, this sort of zero sum push and pull between one workforce that has to do both the prevention work and the suppression.
We're talking with Capital Public Radio investigative reporter, state government reporter Scott Rodd, Cap Radio, doing this ongoing reporting on Governor Newsom, what his promises were for an investment in remediation of wildfire risks, and how what he'd said ended up not being accurate about the amount of acreage that had supposedly been treated, had been dealt with for wildfire prevention. And now we're talking about how this intersects with the federal government and the funding that's expected to come from the feds. As you were talking about a separate core of people to do this work, separate from firefighters, Scott, I was thinking, you know, the California Conservation Corps that, you know, does some of this sort of work of making places accessible in California and working on a variety of different environmentally themed projects. Obviously, the task here in California, given the amount of wildlands that we have here, would require a pretty significant workforce to be dedicated to this on an annual basis. But I don't recall any legislation that actually would make that formal, that would create a kind of wildfire prevention bureau. Is that something, to your knowledge, that has been discussed?
It is. Yeah, there hasn't been legislation that's been passed. However, Assemblymember Jim Wood, who represents the Mendocino area, he has proposed legislation that would create this separate workforce or at least move in that direction. And so that is a bill that is being debated right now. And I'm glad that you pointed out that there are other workforce bodies that do some of this prevention work too. There are conservancies, there are local prescribed burn councils, local fire fuel reduction councils, and some work with the private sector as well. So it's not all just firefighters, not all just Cal Fire that's doing this work. They make up a large portion of it. However, there are smaller kind of pieces of the workforce that do it as well. One big challenge is figuring out like how to coordinate across all of those different sort of pieces of the workforce, all of those different groups that are trying to work towards the same goal of reducing fuels out there, getting us to a place where we can mitigate fires and try to prevent these massive conflagration fires. But right now, it's still a bit fragmented.
All right. We're talking with Scott Rodd, state government reporter for CAP Radio. When we talked a couple days ago, we were talking about all the federal land in California where the U.S. government is responsible for any sort of fire remediation efforts there. What has the federal government committed itself to doing here in California?
Sure. So the state and the federal government actually entered into an agreement last year where they agreed to both scale up their treatments. Again, that's fuel reduction, prescribed burns, forest thinning, to 500,000 acres per year. And their target goal for that is 2025. So both the state, and that includes some private landowners as well, will do 500,000. And then the federal government will do 500,000 as well. And, you know, this is an ambitious goal. Both sides are, you know, frankly, not very close to that goal. They're doing their best to ramp up. But it is challenging. And to that point, we went back and we looked at some of the goals set under Governor Jerry Brown. And he actually issued an executive order in his last year in office. And he ordered the state to reach that 500,000 goal of treating forest land by 2023. And just a couple of years later, Newsom had pushed off or delayed that timeline 2 years. So that speaks to just how challenging this work is. It speaks to, you know, how slow the development and how slow the some of the progress has been on trying to get to this goal. So it definitely is a challenge, but there is an agreement in place between the state and the federal government to try to reach that goal.
All right. Well, it looks like as we're talking here, the next, you know, really big issue to look at is the creation potentially of that core or at least something that would help articulate all these different agencies doing this preventive work all around California. So we'll definitely look for developments there as well. Scott Rodd, thank you so much for being with us again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
State government reporter for CAP Radio, which is based in Sacramento. Scott's piece, Governor Gavin Newsom retreats on $1 billion wildfire prevention plan ahead of meeting with President Biden. We have a link to that story on our AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Coming up, we'll talk about the surprise announcement from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court today overturning the criminal conviction of 83-year-old comedian Bill Cosby. He's expected to be released from prison later today. We'll talk with two legal experts in just 1 minute.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.